early today. 10:12. It's a lot better.
Yesterday. Well, I was kind of hoping you weren't back yet.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Take it how you wish. Of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Kenny Clark scheduled to appear in 3 minutes, so we better talk fast. We like to do very little preparation for conversations. We like it to be organic.
Correct.
But I do have to ask, because you booked him, unless Jesse
just
did.
Just do it at the end. Do it at the end of the conversation. We're going to talk to him about his contract. But this is more, I'm interested in the Hafley, what that scheme's going to look like, the Jordan Love contract, how he'd approach it, and then we'll Stephanie Sutton him at the end is what we'll do.
Are you playing your last year for the Packers? You and I both have a...
more emotional because you're probably going to be finished in Green Bay, potentially. I don't know.
That's pretty good. Maybe I'll let you ask it, Oprah.
You're the Oprah of this group.
We both have a strong affinity for him, and he is a really, really, really good football player. But he is going to be the litmus test of the, are we done giving guys third contracts in Green Bay, Wisconsin? Because if there was anybody that you would pay...
Young enough yet.
He's still 28 years old. He won't be 29 until October 4th. He would be the guy you pay. And yet you look at what defensive tackles are getting paid this offseason, and the fact that he didn't get some of that money makes you wonder. So we'll get ready to talk to him coming up right after this. Want to remind you, you can sleep organically. You know how much Tausch loves things that are organic. Conversations, for example. Groceries, for example. Well, now you can sleep organically with Steinhoffel's avocado mattresses. You can stop in and experience the ultra plush comfort of an avocado mattress exclusively at Steinhoffel's. Avocado mattresses are made from non-toxic, natural, certified organic materials designed to provide superior comfort and support for a healthy night's sleep. So you can shop them in-store or test rest one of them in store, or you can check them out online at steinhoffels.com. Kenny Clark scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
To be joined by one of our favorite guests. I don't know why he always responds to you. Every time you reach out to him, he's yeah, for sure. It's because he's a stand-up guy. He is a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle. He is a two-time Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award winner, which is the award that I care most about. I'm guessing it's slightly below the Pro Bowls for him. And he's hoping to someday be a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers as well. It is our friend Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch. Kenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, where are those trophies for the stand-up guy? You got those prominently displayed in your on your fireplace or something back home?
Yep, I got them on the fireplace in Green Bay. Yep.
Thank you very much. What are the couple of days before camp actually kicks off? You guys are scheduled to report Sunday. What are those like for you? Are you still at home in California? What's kind of the Kenny Clark schedule? You trying to get in some fun things before it's time to get back to work? What do you got going on right now?
I've just been working out. I leave tomorrow morning, so I've just been here working out, man.
Us too.
Just getting my body ready. Yeah. Just been trying to just get my body right.
Well, we look forward to your arrival and this season. Tausch has tons of questions about this defense. You and I have talked about it during the offseason in the locker room. I am curious, though, just is your anticipation or excitement different for this year than it has? I mean, because you're an old man now. You're up to 28 years old. We finally got to the point where you don't have draftees who are older than you, although Michael Pratt, I think, might be close. Is it different? Is the vibe for you different with the new defense, with your expectations for this team? Is it any different coming back this year than it has been in other years?
Man, I just think, you know, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of buzz going into the year. It's a lot different of a buzz than it was last year, for sure. And it's something that, you know, I've been used to, you know, my whole career, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about everything. You know, we got high expectations for ourselves, as a defense and, you know, as a team overall. So, you know, it's an exciting year. You know what I'm saying? It should be exciting. You know, we finished off the year strong last year. Got a lot of young pieces coming back. A lot of guys that's hungry. A lot of vets in key spots. And had a great off season as far as, you know, free agency and bringing guys in. So I think we got a lot of high expectations and a lot of great players in our locker room. You know, and I think just overall with the team, it's just the most competitive team, you know, that I've been a part of. Just talking about depth, you know, I think in my past years we had a lot of teams that, you know, at the top, you know, at the top of the roster, you know, we had a lot of great players, but I truly believe that, like, the competition on this team is great. We got a lot of guys in a lot of different spots, and you know, I'm excited about, you know, getting out there with them.
Kenny, I thought last year would have been really interesting from your perspective, because your whole career you had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and it was championship or bust mentality. And then last year you kind of said it, the expectations, there wasn't the buzz of, well, this is this, and because there was that unknown about having a quarterback that we hadn't seen a lot. How much different was it? You were going to do what you need to do, but was it nice to not have that burden of expectations, or do you like it more because what you're having this year will be those expectations are going to be back to the same as what it was with Aaron Rodgers because of the success that you had in the postseason last year?
Yeah, I don't think the expectation changed. Like, we always trying to win a Super Bowl, and you know, that's the main goal. But, like, yeah, I mean, it was a lot different. Yeah, just like you said, just with the unknown, you know, with everything. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it don't change. You know, we still gotta go out there and play. We still gotta go out there and play ball how we know how. And Green Bay is all about winning championships. And you know, that's just the mentality.
No question. So, can you explain what you've learned so far with under Jeff Hafley? How much different it'll be for you? Because we on the outside here, well, they're going to be able to be a lot more aggressive. There's going to be more press coverage. But for you, who we see, I don't know what it is about the Minnesota Vikings with you, but every time you watch tape, you annihilate. Like, I think you put one center into retirement from Minnesota. And the way you get pushed, you as a defensive lineman, you want to be in the backfield wreaking havoc. And it wasn't always something you could do under the old system. Is that going to change? Can you just kind of get into how excited you are, and what is it going to look like from a – how much different will it be for fans watching Kenny Clark this year?
Yeah, I just think, man, it's just the system in itself. It just allows us to all play fast. It allows us to just, you know, get upfield, you know what I'm saying? And it's not something that that we've been doing the last couple years. You know, I'm happy that we played in the 3-4, and we got a chance to learn, like, the techniques, you know, of the game and all that kind of stuff, and playing the game the right way. And I think now it's just allowing us to just cut it loose and not have to think so much, not have to play with so much like true technique and be swearing the gap. We can use our athletic ability. We can, you know, cross center blocks. We can do so much. You know what I'm saying? So much that we can do within the play. We got so much, you know, freedom, and the 4-3 is just truly just ran off the, it's truly just led off the front, you know, and you know, we got to be great up front, and I think we got the guys to do it. We got a lot of, and we got a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of depth, you know, in every spot on the defensive line. So we just gonna be able to keep guys rolling in. And I just love it. I just love the whole scheme, the philosophy, and just how everything going.
So I think it's fair to say you like the concept of a 4-3 and that freedom maybe a little bit more than what you did. And I've been excited about Carl Brooks. You mentioned depth. Carl Brooks was an impact cat last year when he got his opportunities. Are you as excited about Carl Brooks, and maybe are there any other young guys that you look like and think, man, I'm excited to be playing next to this guy?
Yeah. Carl is going to be a beast, man. He brings the right mentality every single day. He's a guy that wants to get better, and you know that's what I love about him. And I mean he can rush. You know, he can, as everybody can see. You know what I'm saying, his inside move, just how elusive he is. You know, same thing with DY, kind of the same kind of player. DY is, you know, just an athletic freak. You know what I'm saying, and you know I love playing with him and the things that he can do. But I mean, we got a lot of guys, man. You know, Kobe. I've been training with Kobe this whole off season. For majority of the off season, just love the mentality that he brought into the off season. Just wanted to, you know, get some work in. He came down to California for a couple weeks, and you know, we've been hitting it hard together, and it's been good to be with him. You know, TJ, and TJ's a dog, man. He's the guy that we all lean on, and you know, he's a, you know, a strong big guy in there, and you know, TJ the dog in the middle. So you know, we got a lot of guys, you know, up front. You know, J4 had a great great OTA. Loved his mentality and what he brought in OTA. So we got a lot of guys, and it's going to be a lot of competition, you know, coming into camp.
Talking with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle and two-time Mully Award winner Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch, who, by the way, talk about stand-up guys. I don't think he missed anyone on the defensive line there.
Covered. Like,
that's leadership
covered
right there, right?
Good teammate right there. That's a good
exactly.
teammate, Kenny Clark.
Yeah,
Kenny,
I had to think fast.
Yeah, no, that was good. That's why you're an award winner. Kenny, you keep talking about how many guys you got. We got a lot of guys. But I was talking to you during the off-season program, and you were talking about how much you guys are going to rotate and this idea of wanting you guys to be able to really be attacking. Well, that also uses a lot of energy. So help fans understand what we're going to be seeing from a rotational basis. Obviously, you don't want Kenny Clark on the sideline a lot, but is it going to be different? Are we going to see more combinations and more guys trotting out there after a few, you know, I don't know how many plays you're going to play in a row. Six tops? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the huge question, you know, for me. It's just knowing, you know, how many snaps I'm going to play this year and all that kind of stuff. Like, over my career, like, I've been playing close to almost 60 snaps or the high 50s, which is crazy, you know, for a defensive tackle. So, I think, you know, I think we're gonna rotate a lot. We're gonna rotate a lot, and I think just with this defense, you know, you kind of got to. And you know, when we talk about the style of defense we want to play, you know, we want to be running to the ball every play. You know, getting in the backfield and all kind of stuff. You got to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? You got to be fresh to be able to do that, and to be able to do it consistently at a high level. And I think we're gonna be rotating a bunch.
Well, I'm glad you're finally going to get as much time off as Jesse and Tausch take from this show. All right, so here's another thing that I'm wondering. Are your days as a nose tackle over? Because that is at times a thankless and statistically not fun job to do. And I know you've done it a lot. You were productive on the at end in the 3-4 a lot. I know you've played mostly 3-4, I think, your whole life, or at least college and the pros. So how does your role specifically change in terms of where you're going to line up? Are you going to be a 3-tech all the time? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, man, it's been a sad, you know, couple years. Like I've been slowly just moving away, you know, from nose tackle. I've been playing nose tackle since I was a kid. Like, that's been my first position, and it's been something I've always been playing. But Yeah, I'm gonna be primarily a three tech. You know, when we slide the front, you know, I'll be able to play nose and all that kind of stuff. But primarily, I'll be a three tech.
Okay.
In the system.
Now that you're going to be doing a little more three tech, I always envision like one of, you know, Aaron Donald, obviously great three tech. Warren Sapp, when I played, that was kind of the gold standard. Who are you looking at? Is there someone from a pass rush standpoint that you're kind of looking at and saying, yeah, I wouldn't mind having some moves like that? Or is there a three tech that you're kind of looking at and saying, I like the way this guy plays?
I watch all kind of guys. Like, I mean, Geno Atkins was my favorite player growing up, like coming out of college.
Forklift.
So, I still like
big forklift guy.
Yeah, I still watch a lot of his film. He's a great power rusher. I still watch, you know, Mike D's film. I watch Quinnen Williams, Sheldon Rankins, you know, Malik Collins, you know, Javon Hargrave, Chris Jones. I watch all these guys, you know. Aaron Donald, all those guys. I try to, you know, take something from their game or just see, you know, see what they're seeing on the field. But, you know, I'm a fan of all those guys' game.
I remember doing that story about all the people you watched and then reminding you there are a bunch of young guys now in the league that are saying, I watch Kenny Clark. I really like watching Kenny Clark. Kenny, a couple of tough questions that I have to ask you. Okay, you know that I like to ask you the tough questions. You've dealt with me for a long time. First, how much better are you guys going to be as a team against the run in this system, or is it going to be a little bit of a challenge? And I ask you that because your former teammate, Brian Bulaga, who joins us every week, was talking about how in this system the concept is kind of playing the run on the way to the quarterback as you're trying to be disruptive. And when I hear him say that, I do wonder if, hey, one guy gets moved out of his gap or you guys are somebody's a little more aggressive than you wanted to be, that could maybe create some creases for running backs. How's the run defense going to look and be successful this year?
I think sometimes it can kind of be like a boom or a bust, you know, at times when you're running this type of system, you know, but that's just the pros and the cons, you know what I'm saying, of the system. But you know, I think we're gonna get a lot of TFLs. I think just playing the game, you know, how we gonna play it, just getting more TFLs is gonna put guys behind the sticks more. And I think, you know, throughout my years, we've been one of the top, you know, passing teams, pass rushing teams in the league. And the more we can get guys in second and 12, in longer situations, you know, in those early downs, you know, it's gonna be better for us. Like, I think just like in the 3-4, it wasn't like guys were having long runs against us. It was a lot of like bleeding yards, like a lot of 4-yard gains, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of third and fours, a lot of second and sixes, like, you know what I'm saying. And I think, you know, we can stop guys on them early downs, you know, get them and just, you know, based off the system alone, just getting more TFLs and all that kind of stuff, getting guys behind the sticks, it's going to put us in more situations where teams can't just run the ball on us or feel like they can just line up in second and six and be able to run the ball and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Kenny. Last
and more pass rush situations, too, for Kenny and Rashawn. If you get them second and 11, third and 7+. So that all goes hand-to-hand is trying to figure out how to stop the run.
All right, Kenny, last two things so you can get packed up and come see us here in Green Bay. First, the last time I remember a player signing his contract on the start of training camp, it was you when you got your last extension. I'm wondering if with Jordan's contract situation, is that something that you guys as his teammates are paying attention to? Because I've been arguing with Tausch saying, I know Jordan's a great teammate and he's one of the guys and he wants to always do the right thing. But with the amount of money we're talking about him potentially getting and the amount of money he's scheduled to be paid this year, if I was him, I would say, hey, I'm not going to practice until this thing is done. And I feel like his teammates would totally support him and understand that. I'm wondering, from your perspective, are you just not paying attention to it, or do you kind of see where I'm coming from in that view?
I mean, I see where you're coming from, but, I mean, Jordan, the quarterback of the team, I think he's going to be done. I think, I mean, they do a good job with, you know, with handling that stuff. And I got full confidence that, you know, they get all that stuff done, and it probably won't get to that. So.
Okay, now I've saved the toughest question for last. And if you want to be, if you want to shut me down the next time I approach you at your locker, you go right ahead. But I have to ask. Look, Tausch teases me all the time that if I was the general manager, I would be re-signing everyone. You know, Jordy Nelson would still be playing wide receiver with you guys.
Good man.
but you know what I think of you as a player and as a dude. And my opinion, not yours. This is me saying it as me. I can't believe they didn't extend you during the offseason and have that taken care of. That's my opinion. So you're going into a contract year. And you don't have a deal in place at this point. I know you mentioned to us during the offseason program that there have been some talks. You didn't really know where they stood. Are you approaching this as possibly your last year as a Packer? And how does that influence your mentality, if at all?
Man, I approach it the same every year, man. Like, it's... I mean, this is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love to do. I love football. I love being out there with my teammates. You know, I don't really – I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the extra stuff, you know, get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. You know, I love what, you know, football has done for me, you know, and my family. So – you know, that's just my mentality. You know, whatever happens, it happens. You know, I'm forever grateful, you know what I'm saying, for everything. So I'm just playing ball, man, and I'm excited to get out there with my teammates.
Kenny, do you guys still have a conditioning test? Like, do you have to run the gassers?
Tausch doesn't want to run.
Is there any of that stuff still? Which I always thought was crazy. Hey guys, come in. You just had a month. Run a bunch of gassers, and then we're gonna have a full padded practice the next day. Is there any of that? So the nervousness, or do you guys just come in and do like individual workouts now when you report?
Yeah, we still got the conditioning test, but I don't know. I don't know if we got one this year. I don't know if we're doing one this year. That's a good question. But, I mean,
dang,
I ain't never really been worried about the conditioning test. Like, the conditioning test is just some gassers. Yeah, it's you know, it's just a quick run, a little 15-minute run.
Tausch is still worried about the conditioning testes, but
I'm still thinking,
Todd,
we got to run.
Yeah,
we
like,
still got to run those full gassers, and we got to be done in 55 seconds? Oh.
Yeah,
Kenny, it's always great to catch up with you. I will. I'll see you on Monday, and whatever happens this season, obviously we have loved the relationship we've had with you on this show, and I've loved covering you.
Hey, Kenny,
you, so.
Before you go, can you give us a quick scouting report on Wildy as a reporter?
Oh,
because
geez.
He's always so nice to you guys. He does this to me all the time. How do the guys in the locker room, do they think Jason's just a really sensitive, nice guy? Or how do you guys view Wildy when he comes through and he's going to interview you guys?
Nah, we love Jason, man. We love Jason. And he asks great questions. Like, he asks some questions that you got to sit there and think about a little bit. You know, you got to really, you know, you got to have a real answer for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm well aware. Yes, indeed.
Congratulations, Kenny, on your next Tom Mulhern Award. You've locked it up right now.
You just locked it up.
Kenny, we'll see you Monday. Thanks for all your time, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Yep.
Oh, man. You didn't tell me you were going to ask him that. That is Kenny Clark.
I knew I was going to throw something. Yeah.
The Packers defensive
Kenny,
tackle.
Kenny, I love you. You're such a good player. I would have signed you to a multi-million dollar extension.
I would have.
I know you would have.
That's not phony.
I just love that. That was fun. That was fun.
You're also telling him he's a beast like every other question you're asking him. It's not like he was alone.
He
in
is
this.
A beast. Is he not a beast?
Yeah, I mean,
he's a beast.
Let's be fair, okay? If we had some middling player who isn't very good, we wouldn't be telling him how great he is. Like, this was always my issue with Rodgers. Like, I talk about what a good player he is. Well, the guy's one of the greatest ever play the game. And Kenny Clark is one of the best defensive tackles in the game and has been for years. So it's not, what's that word you liked? Glazing? It's not glazing. We're not glazing.
I don't think you're supposed to say that either.
I was the one who told you we weren't supposed to say that.
I know. I didn't know. Now I think it's. I think there's more terminology there than I think
we
want to get into.
It's not about donuts.
I'm just telling you.
That's for sure.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right. Thanks to Kenny for his time. I do want to cover a few of the things he talked about in there. We'll do that coming up. Want to remind you that another one of the greats, and I say it because he is one of the greats, and that's David Gruber from Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Hopefully you never have to make that call, but if you do, you know that you've got the best team when it comes to representation. Again, go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
How's it go, baby? Go, go, go!
Thanks to Kenny Clark. Always great when he joins us. He's always so good and so fun.
He was excited about this change. We all know that the defensive players, they didn't say it. Some did. They let you know.
Yes.
Too conservative. Didn't let you play. Kenny was very open in the fact he wants to go hunt. He wants to go get after the quarterback.
Right.
And sliding out. Not having the guard center being able to combo. It's going to be put me out wide, a three tech, which I know Ben Bruss doesn't know, but the three tech outside of the guard, get up the field. And I know Warren Sapp, they used to get it was basically almost out to a four tech, which is over the tackle. Get space and give you more room to maneuver rather than being on guys quick. He is going to be very excited about doing that.
Yeah, and most importantly, getting up the field. And we've talked about, he mentioned Devontae Wyatt, D.Y. is what they call him, which is that his name actually starts with a W, so, but it's Wyatt. Why it's so hard to figure that out. But there's a guy that has admitted, like Kenny, that he just believes he's better when he can just be aggressive and not have to read and react and not have to worry about two gaps, just know which gap he's supposed to be in and get upfield. And so I don't think Devontae Wyatt has been especially impressive during his first two seasons for a guy who's a first-round pick. You talk all the time about expectations, and I don't think he's lived up to the expectations of being a first-round pick. He had 5.5 sacks last year. He definitely took a step forward, but I think there are a lot of people in that building that expect him to take a monster step forward this season. I want to get to quickly what Kenny said, not about the scouting report on me, which I didn't see coming, but about Jordan Love's contract. Again, he sounded a little bit like Tausch talking about it. Some might say Pollyanna-ish. Here he is talking about Jordan Love's deal getting done.
I mean, Jordan, the quarterback of the team, it's going to be done. They do a good job with handling that stuff, and I got full confidence that, they'll get all that stuff done, and it probably won't get to that.
Mm-hmm. Probably won't get to that, which would be him not being at practice on Monday or watching practice instead of participating. We all want to believe that. It is my job to point out the possibility that that will not occur. But, again, I think you and Kenny...
I was wondering what your job was. That's good.
It's a fair question.
I didn't know that was what it was.
I think you and me and Kenny and everyone else would recognize that if Jordan Love had to or decided to do that of not practicing on Monday, that would be difficult for him because that's not how he's wired. And that,
yes.
I agreed with you 1,000% on when you said it earlier.
Yeah, I think Kenny is hoping that this is going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going off of his own experiences. He was somebody that you mentioned was playing on a deal that he felt he was undervalued, and he ended up signing right before camp started.
Right. Day of the first
that's
practice.
That's what I think.
Yep.
That's what I think he's hoping happens with Jordan Love, because, A, he doesn't want to be sitting there and every time there's a press gaggle in the locker room after practice, this is not what guys want to talk about. They want to be excited
Agreed.
For Jordan and what the excitement level for this football team is. And that is another layer of this from the Packers' standpoint, that they don't want that. They want this not to be consternation and angst. This needs to be, this team is really rolling, mm-hmm. and you don't want to stop any of that momentum with some of this. But in the same respect, you also don't want to hand over the entire place.
Right.
You want to make sure that this is a deal you're comfortable with, too, and Jordan's comfortable, and we're working forward to together to do that. And that obviously takes time to get done.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Again, they've got until Monday, and maybe it does get done right before the 10:30 kickoff of the first practice on Monday at Ray Nitschke Field. All right, Tausch, I've got one of the best-looking hats in my repertoire, my Johnson & Sons paving hat. Yeah, it really is, and I love the fit. Like, you know,
yeah,
sometimes
it's
a little bit too high up top, and you look like a conehead.
Yep.
It's a really good fit. It's really good looking. It certainly looks better than my driveway, which probably needs Johnson & Sons Paving's help.
Well, summer's here now, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter, and our friends at Johnson & Sons Paving's wants to make sure that you're ready by remembering not the 4 R's, but the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. Jason, that sounds like you.
Mm-hmm.
And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare your customers or tenants off with some bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
All right, before the end of the 10 o'clock hour here, I want to talk a little bit about how Kenny answered questions about his contract. And, again, you can tease me if you want, but I would have re-signed him by now. But, again, I'm not in charge, and if I was in charge, the Packers would not be in the position they're in. Goody has done a fantastic job of replenishing the talent on this roster. How do you decide, though, about a player like Kenny Clark as he's approaching a third contract, even at age 28. Jesse, you are dying to say something.
You'd be
here.
Bringing Randall Cobb in this week, too, to talk with him about coming back, wouldn't you?
No, I think Randall's ready to retire. He's made the decision on his own. I would not be the one to retire him, though. That you're right. I would. He would definitely still have a spot in the slot alongside Jordy Nelson. And I'm reacquiring Davante Adams for Devontae Wyatt and for Quay Walker. I'm sending them both to Vegas to get him back
on the
roster.
I'll tell you one thing. Rumor mill is going Davante Adams to the Raiders, or from the Raiders to San Fran for Ayuk.
Oh,
and some picks.
No.
Packer fans would have a really hard time watching Devontae. You know San Fran and Green Bay. I don't necessarily believe San. I think San Fran will make the playoffs, but it's going to be a trudge to get there. How fun would it be? And Joey storylines over here to have Devontae come back to Lambeau in an NFC championship with the G&G tussling against Davante Adams.
We will live in fantasy.
By the way,
land.
If I'm San Fran, I'm doing that. I'm doing that deal every day, all day, every day, all day.
You think straight up Ayuk for Devontae would
be a
thing?
No. They're going to get a pick too. No, they're going to. San Fran will have to. Will want a pick.
All right, I want to get back to Kenny's contract. We'll get to the Davante Adams to the 49ers conversation.
It actually makes a ton of sense. It does.
Okay, well, we'll have that conversation as well. But I want to get to Kenny's contract too. You know what? Let's start at the 11 o'clock on Kenny Clark's contract. Let's go further into Tausch's fantasy land. Show me where you're getting this.
It's
Show
on
your
Twitter.
Work.
I'm not
we're
going
not,
to. You
we're
go look,
not,
look
but
it
that,
up.
But
look it up. You'll find it.
I will look it up.
Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This weekend on ESPN Radio. Right in the heart of the AL East fight, the Boston Red Sox begin the second half of the critical West Coast trip that starts in Los Angeles against the NL West leading Dodger. Coverage begins Saturday at 6:30 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Boy, this is all emanating from, and by the way, I have to apologize publicly to Alex Strofe, because before there was Josh DiMaggio and Pretty Ricky, it was actually Strofe that turned me on to this Twitter account, Pretty Ricky 213. He's the guy that has been ahead of the curve on some of these extensions before even the greats, the GOATs, like Schefter and Rappaport and Pelissero and Garofolo and all those guys. So Pretty Ricky, this tweet.
Pretty Ricky, walking down the street.
9:49 a.m. Let me know when you're done.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Boom, 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 boom,
Pretty
boom,
Ricky.
Boom, 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 boom. If you had lyrics, you'd really be onto something.
That's not my strength.
Strength. You don't have to tell us. Rumor in all capital letters. The Raiders are a team interested in trading for Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk knows Antonio Pierce, the head coach of the Raiders, from Arizona State.
Okay.
You tell me to look it up. Would you just let me read the tweet?
All right. Okay.
Here's the fun part. The Raiders would send Davante Adams to the Niners in any trade. Davante has no real money on his deal after this season, which, by the way, betrays, in my opinion, Pretty Ricky as being somewhere in the agent game. Because the way he phrases that, that's how agents talk about when the guarantees have run. He's got no real money on this deal anymore. So makes me wonder who Pretty Ricky might be. But, Tausch, this is the genesis of the rumor mill involving Davante Adams. Well, I don't know how that gets him any closer to playing with Rodgers, unless Rodgers is going to be replacing Mr. Irrelevant next year, and I don't mean Alex Strofe as their quarterback.
So, listen, we all know the world, and I don't think Devontae's role here is not to be, well, I'm going to go find a way to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
You know, maybe he can get out to the Jets, but that's not his focus. He knows the Raiders stink. He said it right on that movie or that TV show, Receiver.
Get me the blank out of here.
You know who doesn't stink? Kyle Shanahan at San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not want to pay Brandon Ayuk $35 million a year, which is what Justin Jefferson got.
Mm-hmm.
They are in win-now mode. Ayuk's unhappy. He's more than likely not going to practice. He'll probably hold in. And if the Raiders are willing to pay Brandon Ayuk and have a young receiver on a big deal with a young quarterback who's going to be in the rookie contract, kind of makes sense.
Jesse's guy. Yeah.
And Davante Adams is making about $24 or $5 million. That's about what they're willing to pay Ayuk. Oh, those numbers make sense. And Davante Adams wants to be out west. San Francisco's out west. Huh. San Francisco's a winning program. Huh. It's a no-brainer to me. If I'm San Fran, I'm thinking right now, how do I get this done? Now.
So Davante Adams is from East Palo Alto, California, which is obviously in the Bay Area.
Very interesting.
Las Vegas, much very closer. Very, very, very interesting. Las Vegas, much closer to his hometown than Green Bay, Wisconsin. But you know what's even closer to his hometown? San Francisco. So quality of life, all those other things. And by the way,
I'll
what has
you.
Davante Adams
what a
not...
story for you.
Oh, you know
what a
I'm,
story for you.
You know I'm chomping. You know what else Davante Adams has not accomplished in his NFL career? Winning a title. Yeah. Are the Raiders within the same area code as a Super Bowl title?
No.
I would say that they're a ways God. Away, as much as Jesse yes. loves Aiden O'Connell. 49ers, a little bit closer.
They've been. So.
Oh, knocking at the door.
Knock,
that's
knock,
good.
Knocking.
I like the sound effects. Yep. Pretty Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky, don't lose that number. All right. We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. We want to explore a little more about what Kenny Clark had to say about his own contract situation. We've got that coming up. Want to remind you, though, that the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is back. It is returning, and it all starts with the draft at Dave and Buster's in Tulsa on August 1st. August 1st, we'll be kicking it off. Your first shot at being a part of the draft comes this Friday. That would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tune in to ESPN Wisconsin all throughout the day to see how you can team up with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin host or with Jesse. And if you're looking to host a fantasy football draft of your own, Dave and Buster's will have you drafting like a champ. Book your fantasy draft today for special deals like free appetizers and 20% off your food order. Get started at dnbparty.com. That's D-N-E, Dave and Buster's. Get it? dnbparty.com. The 11 o'clock hour tips off in 2 minutes, so you'll want to stick around for it. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.